Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Tell you what, all eyes on Brighton Homes Arena this Sunday, 2:40, where the best two teams in the AFLW Season 7 are set to do battle. The Brisbane Lions, who finished on top, and the Melbourne Football Club, who finished second, Scoob. They lost only one game each, both the high-scoring teams in the competition. So this is the one that we wanted.
This is it.
This is it. And the AFL as well, in partnership with NAB, have launched the inaugural 2022 AFLW Premiership Cup Tour for Season 7. It's hit the road, and what a cup it is. We've got it here in the studio. The thing's enormous.
It is big.
I wouldn't get through a lap of honour with this.
No.
I wouldn't get through a quarter
when
of a lap.
When you were winning premierships with the Sharks. No. Did they have a big cup?
I reckon it was about a 16th of the size of this.
Well, so it should be. This is a pretty important competition. Yours wasn't.
Exactly. You summed it up perfectly. And this is a magnificent piece of silverware. There is no doubt about it. It's great to have it in the studio. And the AFLW Premiership Cup ambassador is on the line with us, Abby Holmes. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Abby.
Good morning, guys. No worries at all. Great to chat.
Geez, the team that is lucky enough to win this is going to be thrilled. This thing is a piece of art. It's enormous.
It's a pretty impressive cup, isn't it? Yeah, and it's been a real honour to be involved in the first ever cup tour this year as well. It's gone from Adelaide to Brisbane to Cairns and back here in Melbourne, and then obviously with the grand final up in Springfield in Brizzy on Sunday, it'll make its way up there very soon.
Brisbane have been amazing this season under Craig Starcevich, the coach of the year, of course, and Melbourne, of course, still burning perhaps from last season. It was this year as well. They lost the most recent grand final appearance. So how do you see it playing out, Abby, in terms of Melbourne going up there and trying to get it done against Brisbane, who have been a powerhouse as well?
It's been a massive year, hasn't it? 11 months straight of footy. We started the 7th of January. So it's been an incredible year. And as you said, two seasons of the AFLW in 1 year. And Brisbane have been a dominant side of the competition for a number of years now. But particularly coming into this game, I don't think I've seen them play better. They obviously rolled Adelaide in the prelim and just looked incredibly strong from the opening bounce. And Melbourne got the job done against North in the prelim, but they just didn't have that same level of pizzazz, in my opinion. So I think for the D's to travel up there to Springfield, I believe it's going to be about 32, 33 degrees and raining. So that probably plays into the hands of the Brisbane Lion girls as well, having trained in that all week and all year. But, yeah, I just can't see anybody beating Brisbane. So I have to say that they will, in my opinion, be the premiers on Sunday.
Abby, my second all-time favourite AFLW player is Taylor Harris.
Yes.
Is she going to be okay on Saturday? Because she hurt her shoulder last week, didn't she?
She did. She did in that opening term. So it was a bit of an interesting one. It was purely in the action. So she didn't get a knock or anything, which a few of the D's players might be trying to allude to, that it was just a stinger and all that jazz. But it didn't look good at the time. So, knowing Taylor, she will absolutely be doing everything she possibly can to make sure that she's 100% on Sunday. But that's going to be an interesting watch because Taylor Harris, you know, she's such a confidence player and she's been so important for them this year and a real barometer for them getting a bit higher up the ground and amongst, the contest around stoppages. So she's been so impressive for them. And, we just hope that she's okay. But it's going to be a big watch on that shoulder. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, she's been a big story this year, hasn't she, Abby? And fourth time lucky, hopefully for her. It's her fourth grand final, aiming for her first medal, of course. But speaking of numbers, did you say Scoob, second favourite? Okay, so begs the question. Who's your number one?
Abby.
Yes, of course. There you go, Abby. You've got your number one ticket holder here in the studio. What about Daisy Pearce? Could it be a fairy tale for Daisy? I mean, she's won most other awards in the game, looking for a premiership potentially on the way out. How do you read the fairy tale story that could be Daisy Pearce?
Oh, and that's the thing. I would love to see the D's do it for days. And, she's done it all in the game. You know, a 10-time VFLW Premiership player, 3-time All-Australian, 3-time Melbourne Best and Fairest. The list goes on. I could talk about it all day. But the one that has eluded her so far is that AFLW Premiership. And I guess when it comes to the final series, there's always so much discussion around what Daisy's going to do, if she's going to go again, or if this will be it, if this is their last game. And, you know, she's playing such good footy that she can absolutely go again. And if you listen to her speak, you know, it's not necessarily about winning a premiership that's driving her. She's still enjoying it. She loves rocking up to training. She loves her teammates. She's still having an absolute ball. But I don't know. I just get the feeling that, yeah, if the D's were able to get up on Sunday, it would probably be her last game. But we just don't know. And she says it herself that she's sick of people retiring her at the end of the season. So yep. I don't know. I have heard that she's been a little bit more emotional than what she normally is. So that, to me, says that it might be the last game for Days. But, yeah, if that is the case and she walks away with the premiership, I think she'll be pretty bloody happy with everything that she's achieved throughout her playing career.
Would she ever?
First captain coach in AFLW next year.
That's right. Oh, that's your call. The cup would be full for her, that's for sure. And you'd have a hard time filling up this cup, Abby. Really appreciate you joining us. And you'll obviously be up there doing your fine work for Channel 7 as part of the coverage of the game. So we appreciate you joining us, and it's a great thrill for us to have the Premiership Cup in the studio. So best of luck for Sunday up there in Springfield.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.